News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness has moved to end growing tensions with Trinidad and Tobago surrounding trade issues and the lengthy detention of Jamaican nationals in the immigration center. Mr. Holness and his Trinidadian counterpart, Dr. Keith Rowley, held bilateral talks at the 7th Summit of the Association of Caribbean States, ACS, in Cuba on June 4. The Prime Ministers discussed the processing of some 53 detainees. Mr. Holness was given the assurance that any administrative delays would be dealt with.
Work is also in progress on the designated area in the Piarco Airport for persons being returned from Trinidad and Tobago. Discussions will continue on other issues, including the implementation of the common single market and economy, and matters relating to the pricing of petroleum within the CET region.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. Prime Minister Rowley is expected to pay an official visit to Jamaica in the near future to continue discussions on the matter. Meanwhile, Cuba and Jamaica have signed a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, on multi-destination tourism. Attorney General Marlene Malahou Fort and Tourism Minister of Cuba Manuel Marrero Cruz inked the agreement at the Association of Caribbean States Summit held in Cuba recently. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, Prime Minister Andrew Holness said both countries have committed to having their respective ministries define the appropriate mechanisms to implement the agreement in a manner that brings tangible and mutual benefits.
We acknowledge the importance of working together expeditiously to facilitate the movement of people through the region to support multi-destination tourism in the Caribbean.
The Association of Caribbean States was established on July 24, 1994 in Cartagena de Indias, Colombia. The organization aims to increase cooperation among countries of the Greater Caribbean in four principal areas: preservation and conservation of the Caribbean Sea, sustainable tourism, trade development and economic external relations, and transport and disaster risk reduction. The government will be providing greater assistance to private children's homes as part of ongoing efforts to relieve some of the financial burdens of these facilities. State Minister for Education, Youth and Information Floyd Green made the announcement in Parliament Wednesday while making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate. Minister Green says there will be a strategic review of private children's homes with a view to overhauling the system.
In the short term, I have asked the team at the Child Development Agency to explore areas in which we can provide immediate assistance.
As a first step, Mr. Green says the government will this year provide the homes with funding from the disaster management grant that is usually provided to state-run facilities. Additionally, the payment of medical expenses for wards of the state is to be standardized across all children's homes, whether they are state-run or privately operated. And the government has committed to reducing stamp duties and transfer taxes on land transactions. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the move forms part of efforts to spark growth in the real estate and construction sectors.
It is part of the need to drive and stimulate the industry. On the last occasion it was done, we knew that the market started to see some increased activity. The private sector is where the engine of growth must come from. Certainly, the reduction in any transaction tax will help to stimulate the economy.
Other plans for the sector include the implementation of more public-private partnerships to build housing solutions and the introduction of practical building technology to reduce housing costs. The minister was addressing the 50th anniversary symposium of the Realtors Association of Jamaica earlier this week. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Hey, this country wants to save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.